KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon. So if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Curmudgeon. Now, here's Grouchy.
Buddies, good to be back with you on Wednesday, KLRN Radio, your home of grassroots talk. It is Wednesday night, Grand Slam, and Rick, I don't know what I'm hearing, but I'm back.
Yeah, you're also breaking up really, really badly.
Well, this is not... So my internet and cable was down at the house, and we've done this before. Live at the end of the road, what you get, and we'll just do this through the phone as best we can. A little programming reminder before we get rolling that right after me will be FUBAR with PolitiBunny and Ordy Packard. And after that will be Robinson and Wright, and then America Off the Rails for your nightcap. 4 great hours of conservative talk radio right here on KLRN every Wednesday. So do yourself a favor, make a plan to stay with us and get some knowledge on here. So, you know, what's eating up the news cycle? I don't know. You might have heard of this thing. They're calling it the coronavirus. You know, I mean, I've heard mention of it. Yeah, exactly. Look, we all need to take a step back from this thing for a second. And we need to get, as a country, our collective heads out of our ass. And let's put this thing into perspective. When H1N1 hit a few years back, 61 million people were infected. Do you remember it being anything like it is right now? Crickets? Really?
Media response to H1N1 was crickets, just saying.
Yes. Yes, okay. I get the reference now. Okay, I'm on board. Yeah, exactly. The media couldn't give a damn. Oh, you know, there's this flu going around, you know, whatever, whatever. It's fine. You'll be okay. 61 million infected Americans. That is the number of people that are in Italy, in the country of Italy. They have 60 million people. We had 61. Imagine every person in Italy being infected with coronavirus. That's how many we had here in the United States with H1N1. And the media couldn't give a damn. We're now sitting in the United States at 1,000 infected. The media has lost their damn minds.
Yeah, it sounds it sounds a little bit like this.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Exactly. Yes. But you, Your Honor, you could be the mayor that saved New York. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, we just need to step back for a minute, okay? And we have 1,000 confirmed infections in this country with like 60% of them already recovered and back to their normal lives. Which means that there's a very small percentage where the average age of the decedents is like 76. You know, it's just, yes, elderly people are a little more susceptible. They should take some precautions that most of us don't have to. But people, really, running down to your damn Costco and filling up the back of your soccer mom SUV with all the toilet paper you can fit in it and all the water you can stash on the roof before it starts bowing it in. It's just stupid. Wash your hands regularly. Like they say, try to avoid touching your face. Because your hands touch crap, and that's how you move the viruses around. We just need to settle the hell down. The media is the one entity in this country that is not suffering through losses due to hysteria that they have created over this virus. This virus, by the way, which has been known to, let's just say, mankind for some time, because there are varieties of Lysol out there where it's printed on the can that they kill coronavirus. Now, not all Lysol. Don't go make a run on Lysol. But this is something that's been known. 90 days ago, we didn't have a virus. The fact that by the end of this week, there's going to be over 5 million test kits. It's a miracle of capitalism and modern technology. The two countries that have the most cases, Italy and China, both have nationalized healthcare. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. Let's just see how the rest of it goes. But it's worth mentioning. You know, we got so many people on the political left that have been taking this opportunity to bash Trump over his handling of coronavirus, when the World Health Organization is talking about what a great leader he has been on handling coronavirus. The left bashes Trump over his China travel ban on coronavirus. And the World Health Organization says it was probably the most brilliant thing he could have done. And the fact that he did it early probably saved the United States immensely. But you won't hear any of that in the media, because all they're caring about doing right now is scaring the hell out of you and me and trying to tank our country. They're celebrating what's going on in the stock market. They're celebrating you losing your ass in your 401k, because this is their golden ticket to get Trump out of office. That's what they care about. That's all they care about. Them and the quote-unquote conservative or principled conservatives over at the Bulwark that have stipulated that they will vote for anybody on the Democrat ticket over Trump. So their principled conservatism means that they'll vote for higher taxes, infanticide, and less freedom because they're principled. They can kiss my ass. That's what they can do. Look, Italy is expanding their lockdown. It is nationwide. Their Prime Minister Conte has said that the only travel that is allowed is for work and emergencies. All public gatherings are banned. Sporting events are suspended. All schools and universities are closed down until at least April 3rd. He said there won't just be a red zone. He said the whole country, stay home. The announcement marks the most extensive efforts taken by a government outside of China to curb the spread of COVID-19. Italian officials previously announced a lockdown of the Lombardy region, which is the hardest hit part of the country in the north. The drastic expansion of the measures to encompass the entire country came after nationwide deaths jumped by 97 on Monday to 463. Italy also reported a surge of 1,807 confirmed cases nationwide of corona, bringing the total to at least 9,172 confirmed cases. This is as of Monday. Who knows how many more they've had in the last couple of days, which is the largest daily increase in Italy. However, we've already peaked. If you look at the World Health Organization's chart, they're tracking the numbers by day around the world. We have peaked and are on the way down, it seems, in the number of new cases altogether. And again, World Health Organization praising Trump for his leadership in keeping it under control in the United States. Now, you know, does this mean that, you know, things are going to be fine in Italy? Well, yeah, eventually they will. Eventually they will. They'll get a handle on it. While the spread of the virus is slowing in China, where it originated in December, it's picking up pace in other parts of the world. It's reassuring that the virus appears to have been controlled in China and other countries such as Singapore. However, the virus is now present in more than 100 countries around the world, and global cases have surpassed 100,000. Just today, they declared that it meets the measures to be called pandemic. You know, again, this is because of spread in other countries. In many countries, it will get worse before it gets better. That's what all the experts are saying. 93% of the global cases are concentrated in four countries, that being China, Korea, Italy, and Iran. And even the experts there are saying, we do see light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, they have up in New York, if you haven't heard about Andrew Cuomo, the governor there, he thinks he's in the movie Outbreak. He's deployed the National Guard to surround the city of New Rochelle in New York. Apparently, a gentleman in New Rochelle attended a religious ceremony in New York City and then went back and had contact with many people after apparently contracting the virus at this religious ceremony. I don't know the details of what kind of ceremony it was. I don't know how he contracted it there. Was it an Ozzy Osbourne worship service where they were eating bats? I do not know. Was it Santeria where they were eating chickens? I do not know. Or was it just shaking the hand of somebody that already had it? Again, we just don't know. The important thing, like I mentioned, is to stay calm. We need to remember that these countries are so small comparatively to the United States, where they're seeing these outbreaks. These people are piled in on top of each other. Okay? Look, I even saw an idiot leftist on Twitter the other day that went so far as to try to make a spurious correlation to Trump not having a handle on this virus. The virus is going to hit more populated areas harder. Liberals live in more populated areas. Hence, Trump was trying to kill off liberals and keep them from voting in November by unleashing coronavirus in their cities. Really? You know, 3 weeks ago, you people thought that he was a buffoon and couldn't tie his shoes. But now he's a mastermind behind an attempted genocide, basically, unleashing a virus in metro areas because he knows that it's going to take out liberal voters. Hey, would you freaking get real? Like I said, it's time to pull our collective heads out of our ass and start acting like grown-ups. Wash your hands. Wash your face. Don't touch your hands to your face. Dog collars if you have to. I saw I even tweeted out the comic today. I didn't realize that Yasir Ali had tweeted it out about an hour before me. I had a friend send it to me, and I just posted it as soon as I got it. So, you know, the dog putting the collar on the human, saying it's for your own good, adorable. Absolutely pertinent, too. So that's what's going on with Perona. There are other things in the news, believe it or not. Today, there was a piece of human trash that was that goes by the name of Harvey Weinstein, was sentenced to 23 years. And, oh, he's not done. He's not done. Yes, 23 years he got today for rape in the third degree, and I believe it was a sexual assault case. Those were the charges he was found guilty of and sentenced on. But Harvey has other issues. he still has to be extradited to California to face additional charges out there. This was in New York where he was sentenced. I don't know where he's going to be remanded to for his prison term. He has been staying in Rikers Island, which I find fascinating. I absolutely love that he didn't get any kind of kid gloves treatment with one of these country club prisons. They stuck him right in there with Rikers. He's in a cell with two other guys. Hopefully they're taking turns breaking him into the social graces of the prison dating system. That would be true justice as far as I'm concerned, if he had to live with being sexually abused in prison every day for the rest of his life, however long a miserable cuss stays alive. But his defense team definitely plans to appeal. They're saying they didn't get fairness in this. But they, you know, this is from a team that also asked the judge for leniency because he has suffered so much already, having to give up his lavish lifestyle to adjust to prison. Yeah, because that should be a consideration. You know, what you think you and I would get that kind of consideration?
Exactly.
So, and he also, they're making a play for him to have his walker. The prison doesn't allow it because it comes apart. You know, it's one of those, it's kind of like crutches where you can take them apart and put them back together. These things, you know, the aluminum piping can be used as weaponry. It can be used to inflict self-harm, or it can be taken away from him and used as a weapon against him or him. God forbid, I don't think he would ever try to attack anybody in prison, but, he would have a weapon if he did. He could snap a leg right off of it because it's just like the crutches. It's a push button thing. And then he'd have an exposed aluminum pipe where he could actually impale somebody. But, his defense team said he's miserable, but trying to be optimistic as best he can. Him being miserable warms the cockles of my heart. He's a piece of trash. And he's got exactly what he deserves. His defense attorney was trying to paint this super sad, somber picture. It's a prison cell. It has a sink and toilet. It's all stainless steel and open. Adjusting to jail life has been especially difficult without the aid of his walker. Now, okay. I know we've all seen him with and without the walker. He uses the walker when he's going into court and when he's going out of court. But then, you catch him, before he was remanded to custody, you catch him walking around in New York and he wouldn't have the walker and he looked just fine. But, here's the thing. The prison gave him what they call a prison-safe wheelchair. But he finds that too difficult to use. And he took a tumble. Yesterday, the day before his sentencing hearing, he took a tumble and bumped his head. And now look, he fell on his head and thinks he might have a concussion. Well, they do have a doctor in the prison. He can be looked at and he can get treatment. So it's not like he's being deprived of anything here.
Okay.
No, they don't want him to die. They want him to suffer, just like we all should. Just like we all should. But, 23 years, he still has California to deal with. If there's any justice in this world, this piece of garbage doesn't have another free day in his life, and he lives them out suffering greatly, hopefully in general population, with being an unwilling participant in the prison dating system. But that's a little too much to hope for, I'm afraid. Now, as far as, we can start this. What the heck? We can start it. Next up, Twitter Incorporated and activist hedge fund Elliott Management Corporation have sadly agreed to a truce that will only shake up the social media company's board of directors, but leave chief executive Jack Dorsey in place. The deal halts what was shaping up as one of the highest profile clashes between an activist investor to oust a founder of a high profile tech company. The agreement calls for Twitter to appoint two new board members to what was an 8-person board with a promise to search for a new third independent director, the company said. Twitter has also committed to $2 billion in share repurchases, or around 8% of the company's stock at Monday's closing price. Twitter shares fell 3% on Monday, according to FactSet, outperforming the broader market. Yeah, that's nice when you fall 3% and you're still outperforming. The buyback is to be funded in part by $1 billion of investment from technology-focused investment firm Silver Lake, the social media company said. Twitter also pledged to deliver growth. This should be interesting. The agreement doesn't include the removal of Mr. Dorsey, CEO and founder of Twitter, a central pillar of Elliott's campaign, which came to light almost 2 weeks ago and spurred a rally in the stock. Elliott has taken a roughly 4% stake in Twitter, which is valued at about $25 billion. Now, Dorsey, for his end of it, he splits time between Twitter and Square Incorporated, a financial technology company he also co-founded, for which he serves as the chief executive. Now, the dual responsibility has frustrated some investors. Mr. Dorsey last week defended his workload, telling a Morgan Stanley event he has enough flexibility in his schedule to focus on critical issues at both Twitter and Square. He has previously said he spends equal time at both companies. Well, let me tell you something, Jack. You're not focusing on critical issues at Twitter.
Just because he can shove his own head up his own ass doesn't mean he's flexible. Just saying.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So this agreement, it saves Jack from losing his CEO title at Twitter for a second time. You know, he ran the company known best for allowing users to post short messages until 2008 when he was pushed out, in part because of technical problems with the platform. He returned as executive chairman in 2011 and regained the CEO title in 2015, giving up the chairmanship. Now, Elliott has also nominated 4 directors to Twitter's board, including Jesse Cohn, its head of U.S. equity activism, who will now join Twitter's board along with Egon Durban, co-CEO and managing partner of Silver Lake. The Silver Lake investment comes in the form of 0.375 convertible senior notes due 2025. So it's basically a bond issue is what it is. They're bonding money to them. The private equity firm had looked at purchasing Twitter in the past, and after news broke of Elliott's investment in the company, the firm reached out to Dorsey, according to a person familiar with the matter. They're calling this a positive outcome as Twitter is able to quickly address a potential activist situation. SunTrust Bank's Inc. analyst Yusuf Squali said in a note, the agreement leaves open the possibility of executive change at Twitter. Both Cohn and Durbin will join a new committee to examine Twitter's leadership structure, including the role of Dorsey, with plans to announce its findings by the end of the year. The committee, Twitter said, would assess, with Dorsey, CEO succession. The social media company said Monday that it would strive to win a greater share of digital advertising business, great, more promoted tweets, where it has gained giants, where it has trailed giants such as Facebook and Google. Twitter said it would detail revenue growth targets in the fall. Also pledged to grow daily average use rate 20% more per year. Now, we'll see about that. Twitter has 152 million daily average users, according to its latest quarterly figures. Facebook, which started just 2 years earlier, now has more than 1.6 billion monthly users. I don't know how that works down. They're comparing months to days. I don't like that. Let's make apples and apples here. But, you know, according to CFO Ned Siegel, he says it's time for Twitter to roll up our sleeves and get back to work with the support of our new directors. So basically, they're already trying to tell these guys, you better get in line with us. See how that, it's all in the phrasing. So, you know, it just, when Dorsey returned to the CEO role in 2015 after the hiatus, Twitter's market capitalization at just over $25 billion is a fraction of that of Facebook. Twitter stock took a brutal hit last October, falling 20% in one day after technical glitches on its advertising software roiled the company in the third quarter. The settlement comes just over a week after Elliott officials and Twitter management first sat down together to discuss the hedge fund's demands. The outcome fits a pattern that has been emerging for activists and their targets. In the fall, AT&T and Emerson Electric managed to quickly end high-profile challenges by agreeing to make arguably modest changes. Twitter shares and financial performance have long lagged its popularity and influence in culture and politics. The company has also faced criticism over the sometimes toxic discourse on its platform. The agreement stipulates, however, that neither Elliott nor Silver Lake will interfere with the platform's policies or rules. Now look, here's my problem with this. If you're going to come in and you're going to think about trying to take over Twitter, bumping Jack out and replacing him, who is, by the way, poisoning the platform slowly but surely, day by day, inch by inch, step by friggin' painful step. I said it years ago, right here on the air with you, that Jack Dorsey would be the death of Twitter as a viable social media platform. And they're letting the jackass keep going and killing it. Anyway, that's just my take on it. We are a little past the bottom of the hour. It is time to take our commercial break. When we come back, we will continue with more of the news you need. And I will definitely continue with the disdain it deserves. So do yourself a favor, get your drink refilled, and get back. We'll be back in about 2.5.
So if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers. People who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
Alright, we're back! Oh my god! We got a few minutes left. Programming reminders. Let's see. FUBAR coming up at the top of the hour. Ordy and Fu, I'm sure, will be doing their douchebag of the month. And, yeah. Okay, we can keep dancing. I mean, I'm good with that, too.
Well, in that case... just kidding.
then we got Robinson and Wright, and then America Off the Rails with Rowdy Rick for your nightcap. So, you know, we had the Democratic primaries / caucuses yesterday. There was another round. Biden seemed to do well for himself with the mysterious coalition that all dropped out of the campaign within days of one another and went begging to him to endorse him. Bernie hasn't given up the ghost yet. Good for Bernie. But look, you know, people need to understand what they're doing when they look at Joe Biden. I mean, I know we all give him crap about being crazy Uncle Joe and he's pervy and he's sniffing and he's trying to kiss and look, here's the sad truth of the matter. The sad truth of the matter is that the people that are handling Joe Biden should be arrested and charged with elder abuse. They know this man is not well, and they are putting him in situations that are highlighting that he is not well. And he's like a freaking rock star that's washed up but can't get away from, he has to have the adulation of the crowd or he can't live.
So David Lee Roth is what you're saying.
Yeah, but older.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah, now we're getting there. But he's even older than Jagger. He's not quite Chuck Norris old, but, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, he's 77 years old. And look, Britt Hume on Fox News even said, you know, he said, I experience a little bit of this myself. He said, you know, I forget things and you know, forget where I am sometimes or what I was doing. He said, it's part of getting older. And he said, it's just so much more exaggerated with Joe. And these people that keep pushing him out there, they're basically abusing him. All in the name of trying to get him elected so that his vice president can take over before his first term ends. Because you know that's what's going to happen. Some people have even gone as far as saying they don't think he would even serve if he were elected. I think he will, if he's elected. I don't think he'll get elected. But, you know, this guy's completely unhinged. And to prove it to you, we have a little audio clip here from yesterday. Most of you have seen or heard this by now, but it was a video, but we have the audio. And it was Joe Biden interacting with a factory worker in Michigan. And Rick's going to press the button and let you listen to it now.
You are actively trying to diminish your second amendment right to take away your
government. You're fourth, yeah.
All right.
Now, shush. I support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. From the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my son's hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
You were in veto when you said you're going to take our guns back.
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones are putting out that they're saying they're lying.
Your whole voice, you said that you're taking.
Well, he disqualified it.
Wait. Take your AR 14s and what?
Yeah, this is not okay.
Hold on. All right. And let's
keep moving.
There's a lot of guys. A lot of guys want to.
I'm not working.
Thanks so much.
Give me a break.
Don't be so worried about it.
Hey, there's a lot of
people. Hey. Look, here's the deal. Are you able to own a machine gun?
I said, are you able to own one?
Machine guns are illegal. That's right. AR-15s are legal.
How is that in a machine gun?
No, it's not.
Semi-automatic.
Yeah, do you need 100 rounds? Do you need 100 rounds?
In America, with handguns, and there are what you call assault rifles. Why are you advocating for assault rifles when people are buying a handgun?
Hey, no. No.
So anyway, I know it's kind of... You know, that's not the cleaned up version and, you know, oh, well, it is what it is. You've probably all heard it, but basically this guy confronted Biden on guns. Now, we're going to go through this a little bit slow and step by step because I want to make sure we get it right. Okay. Biden did tell the guy he was full of shit. He did tell the guy that they can take this outside like he was threatening to kick his ass. Like 77-year-old Joe Biden's going to beat the crap out of a 32-year-old factory worker in Michigan. Yeah, that's not going to happen, Joe. Just because you're an inch or two taller than him doesn't mean you can just kick his ass. But, you know, here's what the guy was getting at. The guy was getting at the fact that Joe Biden and Beto O'Rourke met in some chicken joint in Texas called Whataburger. That was the funniest thing. I'm sorry. It really was. But, and Joe Biden told Beto, and then they appeared together at a campaign event and basically said the same thing. He told Beto that you're going to be my man. You're going to help me take care of the guns. Those were his words. You're going to help me take care of the guns. Now, the guy in the video said, you said, to, he was talking to Joe Biden, he said you were going to take away our guns. That is not what Joe Biden said. Fair is fair. Is that what Joe Biden meant? Yeah, hell yeah, that's exactly what he meant. But that is not what Joe Biden said. Now, and he is trying to actively diminish our Second Amendment right. The guy did have that correct. Okay? So I'm trying to be fair about this. You know, I know a lot of people won't like that, but, you know, that's okay. I'll take that heat if anybody wants to throw it at me. I'm just calling it fair, right down the middle. So Biden never said, take your guns away. But he is planning to campaign to diminish your Second Amendment rights. He wants to outlaw scary looking guns. He calls them assault rifles. There's no such thing as an assault rifle. Okay. There are rifles that look like military weapons that do not function like military weapons. They function like regular run of the mill, available to civilians in wood grain, weapons. An AR platform rifle that fires a .22 caliber bullet. Yes, you can get bigger clip or magazines. Excuse me, I almost said it. You can get larger magazines, but a standard magazine with an AR platform rifle, even for a .22 caliber bullet, is 10 rounds. I don't care what it looks like. That is the standard magazine size. Now, do they have larger magazine sizes? Yes, they do. But the standard size is 10 rounds. That is the exact same as a Ruger 10/22 wood-grained iron-sighted rifle. Comes with a small magazine that plugs into it underneath. It holds 10 rounds. What's the difference? They both fire one projectile per trigger pull. If you're going to ban semi-automatic, quote-unquote, assault rifles, then you have to, by definition, ban all semi-automatic rifles. Because they all function the same way. All they do is look differently. So, you know, that's where we're at with that. Now, Joe bringing Beto into his campaign and telling him he's going to have a spot and that he's going to help Joe, that scares the hell out of me, and it should scare the hell out of you too. So, anyway, here we go. Sticking with Joe, sort of. A Senate committee is poised to issue a subpoena for documents as part of an investigation of the Ukrainian dealings of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. The subpoena by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee almost certainly will move forward, as a spokeswoman for Mitt Romney said in the Utah Republican is now on board after giving signals that he might not be previously. It is not our fault that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden got wrapped up in the whole Ukrainian story, but we're not closing our eyes to it either, Committee Chairman Ron Johnson of Wisconsin said. Joe Biden has never adequately answered these questions, and he should. While Biden was President Barack Obama's point man on policy toward Ukraine, his son was tapped for a seat on the board of Burisma Holdings, a major Ukrainian energy concern. Biden kept that board seat until last year, reportedly making more than $50,000 per month. Joe Biden boasted in public in 2018 that he pressured the Ukrainian government to fire a state prosecutor who was investigating corruption at Burisma by threatening to withhold about $1 billion in U.S. aid. When asked last year about the appearance of a conflict of interest, Biden said, "Everybody looked at this, and everybody's looked at it and said there's nothing there." I don't know about that. The Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee The Senate's primary oversight panel is scheduled to vote today on subpoenaing Andrei Telyashenko, a former consultant with Blue Star Strategies and former staffer at the Ukrainian embassy in Washington. The committee has investigated the Biden-Ukraine connection since November now. What we're hoping to be able to do within the next couple of months is gather enough information, verify it through things like this subpoena, and then issue at least an interim report so the American people can see what this possible corruption is or isn't. And that's, again, per Ron Johnson, the chairman of the committee. Johnson referred to the Washington-based Blue Star Strategies as a well-connected, swampy consulting firm. He notified the committee's ranking Democrat, Senator Gary Peters of Michigan, of the pending subpoena on February 24th. Peters objected to the idea and, in a February 27th letter, argued the investigation could be used to further disinformation efforts by Russians or other actors. Republicans have an 8-6 majority on the committee, but Romney had sent mixed signals on how he would vote. As a matter of fact, Romney went as far to say that he was going to vote against it, not mixing his signals, and saying that here's the hypocrisy of Mitt Romney. He actually said, after he had just wanted to open the door to more witnesses in the impeachment hearing in the Senate of President Trump, when it comes to this matter, a month later, he says America's tired of it and doesn't want to hear any more about it. But now he's changed from that position to now being on board. So I don't know what's going on. I just know Romney's a snake, and he'll do anything to spike Trump if he can. So anyway, there's no question that looking into Burisma and Hunter Biden looks political, said Romney, the lone Republican to vote to remove Trump from office in the impeachment trial. I think people are tired of these political investigations and would hope that if there is something that needs to be evaluated, it would be done perhaps by the FBI or some other agency that perhaps is not as political as a committee of our body. So basically he wants organizations that aren't supposed to be conducting oversight to conduct oversight. Trust me, Senator Romney, if there's something that they need to get the FBI or the DOJ involved in, they will. So, you know, Romney expressed his concerns to Johnson, who has confirmed that any interview of the witness would occur in a closed setting without a hearing or public spectacle. Romney spokeswoman Liz Johnson had said that in a written statement, and he will therefore vote to let the chairman proceed. So that's what it took. We have to do this privately, not publicly. No finite timeline has been set on the matter. Blue Star Strategies, where Telyashenko previously was employed, is an international consultancy firm with offices in Washington, Brussels, Buenos Aires, Paris, and Vienna. It works with corporations and political groups. The firm was contracted by Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company, and Burisma reportedly paid Hunter Biden at least $50,000 per month for serving on its board of directors, while his father, as vice president, was Obama's point man for Ukrainian policy. So, yada, 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 it's all back and forth. We got corruption, we got this, we got the other, we got Romney being Romney, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. I mean, that's where it's at. We'll see where it goes. Now, to go backwards a little bit, we have to talk about Corona again here. Because remember how I told you the World Health Organization was praising Trump for the action he had taken on Corona and his leadership? Well, what you won't see much of in the news either is California Governor Gavin Newsom offering praise of President Trump and his administration for the way they responded to an outbreak of Corona on a cruise ship carrying hundreds of people. And the ship dubbed the Grand Princess was carrying 3,500 people from 54 countries. Docked in Oakland, California this week after circling waters off the coast of the state for a couple of days while health officials debated if it was safe to let the ship dock. Health officials screened 46 people aboard and found 21 who tested positive for the virus. Over the weekend, Trump said he would prefer if the passengers did not exit the ship, but would defer to the opinion of top U.S. health officials. I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship, Trump said Saturday. I can live either way with it. However, the passengers, who will now be placed under a 14-day federal quarantine, were allowed to disembark the vessel on Monday. Newsom thanked the president for letting them and providing the logistical support to deal with them safely. The administration, now this is Newsom talking here, the administration has been consistent with the expectation that we repatriate these passengers, the Democratic governor said during his press conference, and we do it in a way that does justice to the spirit that defines the best of our country and the state. He said, we're going to do the right thing, and you have my support. He said everything, talking about Trump, that I could have hoped for, and every single thing he said, they followed through on, Newsom remarked. Now, this is in stark contrast to his usual criticism of Trump. He recently called California the most un-Trump state in the country and said the president was scared of its voters. I don't think he's scared. Nationwide, more than 700 cases of the virus have been confirmed. We now know that's right around 1,000. 27 deaths. Two of the deaths happened in California, where Newsom declared a statewide state of emergency. You know, whatever. Okay, he did it. It's done. Oh, he declared a state of emergency for two deaths, but you get people dying in the streets, you know, daily, and you can't get a state of emergency declared. So I don't know. Anyway, hey, we're back to the top of the hour. Shocker, we have material we didn't get to. Luckily, this isn't really time-sensitive material, so we're going to hold this story over for next week because I believe it's that important. Hopefully next week my home internet will be working and we'll actually do some kind of little anniversary show because we have, well, the date falls right in between this week and next week is the sixth, you know, anniversary of me being on air. That's 6 years of me and you together, Rick.
I know, right? Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah. Not I, that's for sure.
You're as much of a glutton for punishment as I am, admit it.
But not as much as Hordy, who will be coming up next with FUBAR. But anyway... Look, it's been a blast, and like I said, the sixth anniversary date actually falls between this show and the next show, so hopefully I'll have internet back next week, and we can do a little something special. Not much, though, but we'll do something. And, hey, that's it, folks. That's the show. If you like it, tell your friends. If your friends like it, you need new ones. But they and you are welcome right here with me every week on KLRN Radio for the Conservative Margin Radio Show. I'm your host, The Grouch. Peace!
I hate this place! Nothing works here! The medications don't work! I've been here for 7 years!
Here's to us.